Well, this is a Debian Science Buff. I have not prepared a lot of stuff because it's a common event to get some input. I just have prepared my usual graphs. Who is the Debian Science team? It is it lists the people who are uploading packages which are now considered as Debian Science. And well, these are the people. These are just the first names. You will know them. One, two on the room. Somebody else? Since Sylvester and me are listed there? No. Then we had the PKGE Skycom group, which is more a legacy thing. I think it's not really existing anymore. We should probably merge also the graphs to make some real image. The thing was in 2006 or 7, there was another group created, which it's basically the same things, and nobody was aware who is what and doing what, and so we somehow merged this. This is about the discussion on the Debian Science user list. There are some other people showing up somehow, which is fine because some people are discussing more than providing code, but this is also valuable input. This is a Debian Science developer mailing list where we talk about actual packaging issues. Here's also Luca Nussbaum. I think he is more here because of his QA work than actually doing something. And it would be good if he would reach that the QA people are not showing up on the top 10 people. It would be nice that QA is something not so important anymore. And I know Matthias Kloses is the same. He's not in the room, but he's frequently criticizing Debian Science. It would be criticizing is fine, but he could be a little bit more nice, more friendly. So same for the Skycom mailing list. These are the bug hunters, people who are fixing bugs in Debian Science. It would be also nice if there are some more people here. And Skycom packages, also bug hunters, and the commits to the Debian Science VCS. This more or less matched to the uploads. And in PKG Skycom. Well, and I would like to repeat my slide from the morning, what I understand is a team. It's just waking up in the morning and realizing that somebody else had solved your problem from yesterday. And this is, I have observed this frequently in Debian Mail team, and in science we have a lot of packages and a lot of people who are working in parallel, which is a sign that Debian Science is some kind of umbrella for a lot of scientific stuff. My vision would be that we could a little bit split these sciences in topics like mathematics, physics, electronics, and so. And science is left over for some general things like graphing data, publishing, and something like this. Well, here are some packages in some topics. We have packages from chemistry, we have packages from electronics, and engineering, geography, and so forth, and so on. And I had made this graph somehow. Well, Debian Science packages exist since 2009, and so the development over 4 years is not that visible like for Debian Mates for 10 years. But what I'm missing is a little bit the increasing tendency here. We are kind of stagnating. I will not say it's good or bad, I'm just saying it's a fact that it's more or less the same number with the exception here of geography, but I think the point is rather that I was sitting down and adding the geography packages to the tasks and not that we have more packages. It was just a matter of maintaining the tasks. Well, this is what does it mean? Yes, the question is
This direction is clear. That are the topics, the meta package, and this is are the releases of the Debian Science. This is Debian Science 1.0. This is Debian Science, say, 0.9. Debian Science 0.8, or so. The meta package releases of Debian Science.
This one?
Okay, now it works. No, the point is that on the topic axis,
yeah,
you see chemistry, electronics, and
yeah,
something in the middle. I cannot interpolate chemistry and electronics to give a valid topic.
Well, it is science. We have Debian Science, and it is assembly of some sciences. You know?
Yeah. But
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay, that's
yeah. Okay.
Okay,
it is. Yeah, I have just shown the tasks which have a lot of packages.
Okay.
Yeah, this is okay. You are lucky in this one. Yeah, the one with the peak is mathematics. Okay, it's okay.
Yes.
You're laughing. What's the problem?
We can explain to you.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a comparison with Debian Meet, where I see this some kind of development that we get more. It's just, but if I draw a cut here, it's probably also quite similar. Well, in recent DevCons we had a wiki page, which has the title "Problems to Work On." And I would like to continue with this. We can also work in Gobi, which can be done like this. Install Gobi Infinode, gobi-c, gobi.debian.org, and you will find the document, which I have also opened here. And here is also the wiki page with the problems we should discuss here. I will open this also in the browser. Oh, I should have prepared this better. She's in a wine party, okay. So it's always burning topic. We have we want to create BibTeX files, and historically there were some people who are providing directly BibTeX files. We had some stuff in Debian copyright. We had some Debian/bib files, and we have the Debian upstream file. The Debian upstream file is what currently is implemented, and I don't know how much it is used. The result is what we can do. These Debian upstream files contain scientific publication information, and I'm importing this into UDD. And no, oops, badly prepared, sorry. And from UDD, I'm generating a PDF file which shows all the publications information we have in Debian packages. So I announced this on the mailing list 1 year ago or so. And is anybody using this? Get the mic?
PDF is not a very nice format for text, in my opinion.
Well, it's just to display what we have. This is just to check the result. I'm importing plain text from these upstream files, put them in UDD. That's what I want to do, and just to see if it works, if all the literature can be converted to a BibTeX file which can be processed by tech. This is auto-generated just to verify that it works.
Okay.
This is a PDF, it does some
right. It would be case. Potentially useful to have an HTML export as well of the same.
Yeah, if you know a way from LaTeX to HTML.
Yeah, I guess Tech4HT might work, but yeah, that's always a minefield to get into.
Any volunteer for the patch?
Not so good.
Pandoc.
Jonas volunteers.
Ah, great.
No, you will.
So you don't need to speak if you volunteer, so it's...
I got the mic.
Yeah. So do you want to use it?
Now it works. Pandoc, that was the only word I wanted to say.
Pandoc
is the tool that can convert and include this bibliographic into
HTML.
Volunteer.
We have a BibTeX file and you can do something with it.
Thank you.
Fine. The BibTeX file is also in the same location. I can resend the mail about the location and the UDD query on the mailing list. And then, are you reading Debian Science mailing list? Why not? Yes. I send it to you.
Then future tense, yes. I will read the mailing list.
Okay. That's great. But finally, I think the main use for the publications is rather the task page. I don't know if maybe on the Debichem you can see it as well, blends.debian.org, Debichem. They are making also use of this. Yes, they are using it. The main use of the publication is currently on the task pages, where it is displayed here to make sure that upstream developers of the software get some extra reward. And we have also this please register thing. So the main thing about putting these citations somewhere is to ensure that the upstream authors get some extra Google hits also for their citation and see that Debian is friendly to them. This is the main thing. I have no other application for this. Don't know if you see some other applications. That means, in other words, do you agree that we just stick to this upstream file and remove this to-do topic from the wiki? It's, what do you think? It's done now. We are happy with this. David, is this okay? Also, well, so if there are no opinions, then it's okay. So,
I mean, BibTeX files are helpful, I guess. But I mean, is it hard to just get some parser that creates a BibTeX code block? I mean, that would probably be the easiest. Then we can have one file and.
This is what I said. I'm importing this. Each package has a Debian upstream file. This Debian upstream file is imported into UDD. And there exists a query that generates one BibTeX file, which is not installed, but it's there. You can get it.
Okay. I was more thinking about if I work on my laptop and then just start to write my thesis, whatever, I'd like to get all those files generated on my laptop. I mean, I can, of course, just pull that from the HTTP.
You can pull this, or we can even package this, but I don't think that's maintainable because it's in flux. If every new upload could bring a new publication.
Yeah. No, I would package the tool that creates from the installed software a BibTeX file. If that's easy, but that was just an idea.
Yeah, this is a simple shell script, two lines of... well, the SQL query is a little bit longer, but it's not really a package. You can log into Elliot and just do the query. It should be a little bit better documented, but yeah.
I mean, right. So the point is, I mean, I guess it's interesting to just get everything you have, what you have installed, but we don't install the upstream files on the inside the packages. So you always have to query UDD. Otherwise, or do we, right? So you could install the upstream file into the package and then just crawl your local file system for them.
The upstream files are JAML files. This is not a big
Sure, you always have to generate something out of it, of course, again. But I mean, to do it locally. Otherwise, you always need the network.
Why don't we like install them in user share doc or something?
Good question. Yeah. We could agree to say, well, write a dev helper signs or something like this, which looks for upstream files and moves it to user share signs package name also. Could put in the wiki. Oops. Yeah, or something like this. But it's actually, these JAML files are not yet usable that way. You also need a script that finally processes everything what's there into BibTeX file. So, but it's also easy to create.
Couldn't that be part of this DH file?
Yes.
DH science would be development time that you make sure to include something into the package. And what I see also what you were talking about is at runtime you could optionally install something that was as a trigger to packaging trigger that you generate extracts from your file system the BibTeX data and store it somewhere.
Yeah, you can
that is live.
You can
usable,
use a trigger
runtime usable.
Which always updates a BibTeX file.
Yeah,
sure.
Every time it has a BibTeX these JAML files, it will regenerate the BibTeX.
The question is which other parts of the upstream file are interesting? If your DH science just generates the BibTeX file at package generation time and puts just the BibTeX file in the binary package, then no triggers, no nothing, you just have the information you need.
Yes, if you want to make to limit yourself to only have it working for BibTeX, yes. If you instead at the user space or the runtime tool make it a .d files so that you could hook into it and do other things than BibTeX extraction. I'm not volunteering for this. No, I'm not the one who said that it was two lines of shell script.
Well, the extraction of all the possible is actually I posted this shell script.
You're volunteering.
No, I'm volunteering not for the trigger. I might do it, but I do not declare it. But getting all the citations in Debian we have is just done. It's posted on the mailing list. It's the UDD query. So, but and actually the upstream files currently contain these references, and they contain the references, and they might contain something like from the DBGM team. I have seen this. Oops. Oh, she's in wine. This is too dominant today. What we also have in the upstream files is where you should register for the software. It's the problem is some upstreams are depending from the number of users that are using their software. And so they put usually on their web page, even if it's free software, a button, please register, and to let us know how many people are using software. And when building a Debian package, we somehow circumvent the system. And so we try to help them to get the data anyway. What we can provide is the popcorn values, so but mostly these are not that very reliable. So it would be better if people will register. This is some data we can use for Debian Science in upstream, and I think, Michel, what are you using as well? You have another data point, I think. If not, I'm. Well, you are just you are using. We can donation. We have also donation. The way where you can donate something. These are three data entries which are interesting in the Debian upstream files for Debian Science. Otherwise, I don't know. Well, no, the bug reports are not in the Debian upstream files. The upstream files are. It might be a place where to point to an upstream bug tracker. An upstream sets up certain URL where you can inject their bugs. But Debian upstream files only try to collect data which is related to upstream, and the bug reports are not upstream. These are this Debian stuff. So this. It's not and I also think we in Debian Science we have basically so specific software that they do not the authors do not mind about setting up a bug tracker tracking system. I have quite rarely seen it. I have seen it, but it's rare. So, what else? Yeah, this comes up. From time to time, and yeah.
Well, I have a comment on the upstream stuff. Recently, I saw. We can have these publication information, and sometimes we have the URL to the printed version or something.
Yes.
And what I recently saw is that apparently there's this open archive initiative or something where you can put. Archive, like with an X or whatever, like preprints of PDFs which are open access and freely available, and it seems to be some kind of initiative, and we should look at that. So, if there is a paper and it's behind a paywall, we might rather point to the open archive initiative or what. I'm not quite sure what the thing is right now, but
yeah, that's a good thing because sometimes you have not this. This tech, which is called EPUB, I can show you. By the way, I can show you the potential fields. Upstream metadata. There's a wiki page. Syntax fields. This is a reference field, and you have a JAML formatted files. And you can insert multiple entries for the references, and all are regarded. On the task page is only the first one. Registration, repository, screenshots. This is screenshot is a general thing. Donation. Bug submit and bug database, these are the points where if there is an upstream bug tracker. But it's also not very science specific. You should, if you know this, you should insert it in Debian upstream files. Who is using Debian upstream files in his packages? This is not that common. There is also a DEP about these upstream files. So, back to the topic, as I said in the beginning, do we need either more fine-grained tasks, more fine-grained in the sense that mathematics is quite a large beast, or electronics is quite a large beast, or Do we rather want to create a new blend, which is, as I said in this morning, quite some work, but potentially worth doing it if there are some 3, 4, 5 people working on the same field. We have quite a lot of people in astronomy, and so do you personally think you would consider running your own blend and making some subset what is assembled in science? No. So you don't have the you don't want the real fun of it, out of it. Well, nobody can force you to volunteer. Well, the next topic would be make better use of depth tags. Who is depth tagging his packages? Oh, there are really 2.5, 3 persons or 4. Yes. The problem I was discussing with my Google Summer of Code student, who is rewriting the meta package stuff, we really want to merge the depth tags with the blends techniques. And the problem is we have no match between all the depth tags. It might work for science, but I doubt that every task file is covered by an according depth tags file or depth tag. And we also can't rely on the fact that packages are really depth tagged. So do we have any idea how we could increase this? Should we make some more or better depth tags, or it is fine as it is? Are you using depth tags if you're not taking it? There are ways to install via depth tags also. As always, if it comes into categorization of packages, all the people say, well, there's depth tags. Yes, there's depth tags, but if it comes to the usage of depth tags, yes, I don't know. So why do we have depth tags if nobody's using it? You really don't really feel need, yeah. The problem is, for me, that users who are new to Debian don't find their stuff. They are not aware of stuff. I personally think that the blends techniques as we are using are quite helpful to say what's inside Debian. I just created some stuff just to tell my colleagues what's there. And depth tags is an alternative way, and I think we don't care good enough for our users to telling them what they are. We are putting one package after the other into the archive because we need it ourselves. That's okay, this is the main motivation. But we fail in telling our users what's there and how they could profit from this work.
One example of how depth tags is real use is if you try install the package GoPlay.
GoPlay, yeah.
GoPlay was originally written for games, so that you could find out find the kind of games that you like, and it is pulling off depending on the depth tagging of games, so that you can say, well, give me all the board games that is currently installed on my system. And then it also links up with the screenshots. Yes, screenshots is maybe not the kind of thing that is most funky and interesting for science people, can imagine. But for some things it might be. For visualizations, you might be interested in what kinds of examples of visualizations could this tool produce. But even if you're not using this part of it, the navigation is very user-friendly. And it was hacked into supporting also navigating educational stuff, Go Learn, and I don't remember the other ones, but this has been split into the, you have multiple use cases, angles into the Debian archive of packages. And obviously it could be used for Debian Science also, for science related packages, but only shows those that are tagged up, so that you can browse the tagged packages. So even if you don't need it, some of your users might need it.
Is there anybody who could fix JavaScript that is doesn't blink? So these are some use cases for for screenshots in Science, right? I don't have an idea why this is blinking. This is, I'm not a JavaScript programmer. I just took this over. So. Yeah.
Use one of the image display libraries. They look overkill, but some of them are very lightweight and.
Yeah, this is also some library, but probably the wrong one. It's not my code. It's just some. But perhaps we talk together. So, but just I think we could also. I think there is more than Go Play. There is also Go something.
There are multiple. I don't remember the.
I actually recognize the importance of having things tagged. And actually, when I remember, I try to tag my packages. I never felt the need of resorting to dev tags myself to solve a problem I had. But maybe I was just lucky or too unlucky. I have to say that there is a thing I'm somewhat concerned about, which is the fact that beside, of course, the package, the main package metadata that we keep in the main archive along with the Debian control files, we have quite a few other databases of metadata about Debian packages, which are more or less independent. There is dev tags, there are information contained in the Debian blends and probably others that do not come to my mind at this moment. And I think it would be easier if all this set of metadatas were not collected on different websites with different interfaces, different way to modify them. But if there was some sort of a better way to access to all of them with a consistent user experience, I think that this would enhance a lot the usability of these kind of metadata.
Yeah. Well, we have actually not so many, but we have two methods, and. I don't regard these two methods as competing because one thing you can't approach with dev tags, you can't list not yet available packages, which the blend stuff can do. We have some, I should probably switch to the Debian made stuff, where it's, I just know it better. We are listing stuff which is just in our SVN or in new, right? These packages are in new. And you can't dev tag something what is in new, right? And we are listing something which is just in version control system. You can't work with this. So this is one reason why we can't use dev tags exclusively, right? But what we could do is, to say, well, if there is a dev tag, there is no requirement to put this in the task file, but we could say, well, meta use dev tag something, and this could also work with the Blends framework. This would be your common interface. But to come back to your point, you say you don't dev tag, you don't use task files because you are confused. Would you use one if there would be only one system?
I wasn't speaking only for myself.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Personally, I know about dev tags and blends.
Yeah.
And in my case, it's just that I never happened to feel the need of it.
Mm.
But I think that in general, as a developer, I would be more motivated to contributing to this metadata repositories. If it would be, I don't know how to. If I didn't have to understand again how
one specific metadata service works every time I need to. For example, I'm not push a new package to the bin archive every day. Okay. Yeah. So if I do it after 6 months from the last one, of course I have to at least check again the help files, the guidelines to remind me what am I supposed to actually do. And if this requires going to a few different web pages, to a few different services, because they are independent, they ship they're independent one from each other, that's more difficult.
Yes, but
same thing as a user, although it's not specifically it doesn't specifically happen to me.
I agree with you, but. What about if you just send an email to Debian Science List? I have uploaded a package in the which would fit in the scope electronics, physics, and please edit for me to the task. It is okay for you? You don't need to read any, send an email, and I will put those two packages into the task file and it's done. This maybe, would work.
Maybe it is. It's still what I'm mainly concerned about is having to do a different thing for each different context in which I have to operate. For example, if I have to push a science package, maybe I have to write to Debian Science mailing list. If I have to push another package for another team, maybe the workflow there is different, and instead of writing an email, they, for example, ask me to go on a website and add the my package name to a to-do list. Another team may ask.
No. It's not that fractional. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Maybe it's not, but the point is having something that easily reminds you of that. Without requiring you to check a lot of documentation just to find the single line that tells you the single thing to do.
Well, I think you describe it more complicated than it really is. Do you have an answer? You
probably. It also depends on the fact that I never even thought at writing to some mailing list to.
But what I'm doing is I'm watching the WNPP. If people are submitting a WNPP or ITP bug about something that sounds scientific, I always write to this person, would you please consider it to maintain into Debian Science team or something like this? And in what task you would think it would fit best or in what tasks?
Yes,
and I'm just doing all the work, but I need the information because I can't really follow everything. And I have not even the competence to follow this stuff. So if I don't know if in what field you are working,
I think
could you please introduce yourself and say in what field you are?
Okay, it's a bit complicated now because I'm not maintaining any packages in Debian Science, although I'm considering this. Also because until now, the main package I was working on, along with its long list of dependencies, was GeoGebra, which is an educational, which actually related to Debian Science, but I was maintaining it under the Java team.
That's
and it is an educational software for mathematics, geometry, like powered up rewriting of the Capri software that probably is a bit more famous. Mm. And unfortunately, it recently became non-free, at least later, versions are not free anymore, and upstream, I wrote upstream, but they were not very interested into make it free again. So I'm okay, most of the packages I was working on at the moment are more or less dead, are not of my interest anymore, because there was just dependencies for GeoGebra, which is not going further anymore. So it's difficult for me to say what I'm working on. I'm considering to start a bit more working in Debian Science. I study mathematics for the record. And but okay, the point is that there are I think that most of the difficulty or not of the things you're saying mostly depend on whether one is has the habit of working on there or not. If you're working on some on your say Debian Science Blend once every week or even more, you're used to old procedures and all the things, you have a complete workflow in mind. My experience as a Debian developer, unfortunately, is that the amount of free time that I have varies a lot during the year, for example. Yeah. So maybe there are some months in which I cannot...
I'm sorry if I'm interrupting. It's not so much what you need to do. You can feel free to cope to every team. I just want to... We don't fight for people that they put their...
If you
stick to the Java team, do your usual maintenance, but just give us a signal. This package is interesting for this task and this task. We insert it, and you are done. There is nothing else to do. You are maintaining your packages. But if you want to see your package in a context with other packages, which fit somehow, and you see the whole picture inside Debian, and you want to show your colleagues, I'm maintaining this, and these other packages fit, and you see them all assembled on one web page. I think this is something what interests people, and yeah, then you can convince people.
Of course it is.
So
I wasn't denying that. Mm.
I may? Thank you. This Go Play tool actually does include a Go Science facet.
Yeah.
So there's seven different alternatives to Go Play, and one of them is Go Admin, another Go Learn, and then there's Go Office and Go Science.
Yeah.
And if I take Go Science and say that I want to show type mathematics, mm-hmm. then there's a whole pile, there's a lot of mathematics things, and one of them is GeoGebra. So specifically for your case, you can just lean back and relax. Someone else has done the marker for you.
Yeah.
So.
Studying of documentation is finished for you.
Thanks for your contributions.
So the discussion about remembering how to do stuff for Debian Science, or I mean not so much enforcing team policies as reminding people of things we're trying to do as a team, made me think about a discussion we've been having on the Perl team of making a team-specific Lintian profile. Now, I'm not volunteering for this, but so if somebody likes, thinks that would be valuable, then I don't know, we could discuss it further. But I just wanted to toss that out there because it's an interesting idea to me, because I'm working on a lot of different teams and you know, most of them don't have an upstream file or whatever. So, it could be, hey, I see you're packaging a new package, like Clippy, right? So, a command line based Clippy. So, I see you're packaging a new package. Would you like to send Andreas an email about the test file or something? Anyway.
So, I think time is close to over. Any other comments since? So I conclude that we have some DH science. It was also somewhere way below on my to-do list, but volunteers are perfectly welcome. And everything else is not really changed. Apropos Lintian, we wanted to write something about this Debian upstream files. You can check the references if they. This is in Lintian task, but it's also general. This is not really science specific, but something with. Is there somebody who has ever written a Lintian test and can do this? No. I would have to read the documentation how to write Lintian tests.
I can help you write a Lintian test.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you everybody for attendance. I think we are sticking to the science topic for today somehow, and we can keep on discussing all the DebConf. Right. Thank you.